You are listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 Bradenton. The views, comments, and opinions that come from our interviews, shows, air personalities, and from our calling guests are uncensored, and those views and opinions can be widespread and extremely diverse. These opinions or views do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of WSLR, Fogartyville, our staff, or volunteers. Get up, stand up.
Good evening, Suncoast, and welcome to another episode of The Ruthless Truth. I am your host, Ruth Beltran. Thank you for joining us this evening. The city of Arcadia is at the center of a major debate over a massive artificial intelligence data center. Arcadia is located in DeSoto County, Florida. In recent years, data centers have become a major problem and source of conflict in the United States. Thousands have been approved without consultation with local communities, resulting in life-changing negative consequences for many. From air pollution to water consumption and pollution to noise pollution, rising energy costs, data centers are creating major life-changing concerns for many residents in all states. Although Florida already has about 110 data centers, we knew that it wasn't long before Florida was the target of a mega data center. The latest is the proposed data center just outside Arcadia. On June 23rd, DeSoto County Commission held a meeting to discuss the proposed data center. Local organizers Tracy Lipton and Dean Davidson attended that meeting, and thankfully, they are here with us today, joining us to tell us more about the situation and what we can expect going forward. Welcome, Tracy and Dean, and thanks so much for being here today.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us, and thank you for covering this topic.
Yes, yes. We should give our listeners a little bit of history on us, right? Because I think the three of us met sometime around 10 years ago in the streets. And the two of you continue to be in the streets, I notice. How is that going?
We're doing a lot. We're doing as much as possible. There's just a lot of issues. Fortunately, there's also a lot more organizing and people coming out in the streets with us and a lot more grassroots organizations and, honestly, grassroots politicians for the upcoming primaries. There's just a lot to be done. So we really have no choice but to be in the streets. Dean?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I think that we have a lot that's worth fighting for. I think that, you know, we're actually at a pivotal moment right now where we're starting to break those barriers of right versus left and starting to view people as, you know, humans again, even if the news is trying to depict us as something different. And I think the AI data centers are really proving that, because we're seeing people come in from the left, from the right, and from in the middle just to join forces because we only have one home.
Yes, yes. And I know I listened to the news and they discussed a proposed data center. I think it was around the Wikiwachi Crystal River area. But until I saw your video of you speaking out the county commission, I didn't know that there was a proposed mega data center closer to home, right? Because Arcadia is probably an hour and 10 minutes away from us.
Yeah, it's right up the street. And honestly, we didn't know until like not long before they have to do certain advertising. I think I saw a picture of a sign literally in the middle of nowhere. And like that was the one sign that they put out.
Yeah, it was actually. So this is like the definition of it only takes one person. We saw somebody standing on the side of 41 over there by the big roundabout by the Ringling Bridge. And she just had a sign saying Arcadia wants to put in a mega data center. The meeting is tomorrow. And she put the time on the sign and, you know, just seeing her out there with that sign, it was able to alert us and we were able to go there. So,
oh my goodness, that is so good. This is a good example of what you can immediately do.
Yeah.
So was it just learning, like what moved you to drive to Arcadia and to participate in public comments, even though it's not the area that you live in? Like what moved you to go?
Well, we're all Floridians. And we're all, you know, what's that poem about, first they came, you know, so we're next. Like, it's not long. Sarasota happens to be a hub of some really far right people that are decision makers and a lot of people with maybe billions of dollars that are backing things. And we need to use our voice everywhere we possibly can, because, again, we're all Floridians. And also because I care about the environment. I care about people. I care about wildlife. So anywhere I can get to where I could speak up for that. And that was also a decision-making day. So we know that these people are, self-serving, these commissioners, and self-preserving. And if they see a ton of people come out and feel their jobs could be threatened because depending on how they vote, they may or may not get voted back in. Mm-hmm. Every voice adds to that collective.
Yes, 100%. So once you went there, what did you learn about this particular project? I mean, is it something small that they are proposing? Or what exactly did you learn about why this project is so dangerous?
So actually, what we learned when we got there was a lot of people were in the dark about the truth behind the data center. Oh. So what they originally proposed was they were going to take over an old power plant facility. And it was going to be, 34 acres? When we went out there, we actually learned that people were in the dark about a lot of the situation. So there was a 34, they originally planned on it being 34 acres. And when we got there, we learned that it was actually going to be 1,300 acres. And so they were trying to make a massive data center, which not only was going to be the largest in our state, but the largest in the world. And they originally planned on having what they said was a closed loop water filtration system, which they didn't show any schematics for or any type of designs for, but they have everything else planned. So, I don't believe that as far as I can throw it.
They have engineers that literally work for them. They have built these data centers. Again, 35,000 square feet is not small. And if you could do that and build that with that technology, why haven't you done any testing on what the technology is going to bring?
Yeah. And then the recycling of the water, there's no proof of that. And them using they said that they wanted to use their reclaimed water. And the amount of water that they needed is not even going to cover the amount of reclaimed water that they have in the county. And then going to a 1,300 acre facility, they're going to have no choice but to pull water from the Peace River in order to cool those systems down. And that's going to be pulling water from our aquifer. It's going to cause saltwater intrusion. And we're going to end up in a state that's no longer habitable for humans whatsoever because billionaires and corporations just want to pillage and rape our state until there's nothing left.
And you won't find any data centers in their neighborhoods. It's not a coincidence.
They call them sacrificial neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's because they know that they don't want data centers around them, but they are they are very comfortable putting them in our neighborhoods,
yes.
The neighborhoods of working class people.
So I mentioned this actually in what I said at my few minutes speaking at the commission meeting, but it sticks out in my head because when I learned it, once you learn this, and I've seen it, and I've seen interviews with these communities in North Carolina, that's where, in the poor communities, that's where they built the pig farms. And I don't mean your local mom and pop pig farm. I mean factory farming pig farms. And honest to goodness, if you do any research about this, anybody, and you look at the communities that surround where they have these pig farms, people all have almost all of them have asthma starting from very, very young. A ton of them have cancer, have died and are dying of cancer. The smell is so horrible that they can't sit on their porches and they smell it in their homes. These are their communities they are building this in. And so it's not a surprise that they wanted to try to get away in Florida, where things are a little bit loosey-goosey, and building this in Arcadia, that beautiful rural country.
Yes.
And what they would have done to those people and what they still may do, and the animals and the agriculture out there and those animals and the wild, and the water. And it's just insane. And, we have so much evidence already of the detriment that these data centers are causing. So the proposals are just crazy. Figure out a different way to do this. It's going to kill our states and our country and, you know, possibly our planets. I mean, a planet, this is just huge. We are at a fork in the road like we've never seen before. And it's unfortunate that the media is not covering this like it should be.
And how deceitful to make people believe that you're going to do a 34-acre, you know, data center. And in reality, it's 1,300 acres. Like, how many times what they originally told people? I mean, that is just so deceitful.
And it was in writing. You had to dig for it, though. Yeah. And that's another thing I pointed out, that I knew the commissioners had seen it, because it is in writing, but you had to go down a rabbit hole pretty far to find it.
It's either that they know about it, or they don't care about enough about their job to even read about what they are proposing to do to their own.
Yes. And, you know, Arcadia is a big agricultural community. So I'm wondering if these 1,300 acres were coming from agricultural land. That would be a major loss. You know, we are at a point in history where we should be trying to produce our own food locally and not have to import it, you know, import everything, meaning we should be trying to import the least as possible. So 1,300 acres being lost to just one data center, if it is removed from agriculture, something that benefits society as a whole versus just, you know, the owners of these data centers, that makes a really, really big difference.
Yeah, it was going to be backing up onto when there was people there. There was a woman who came and she was speaking for her family. It was going to be backing up onto her farm. And then it was also going to be next to the high school out of all places. Oh, so that noise, those fumes, everything like that, because their only two options are either pulling from the grid and charging everybody else within the city for that power, which is going to probably end up failing because of how much power they need, or they need to run it off of natural gas, which all of those fumes from the generators and that just blowing either towards the farm where people are trying to generate food, livestock, things of that nature, or even the high schoolers just walking about, you know, it's going to cause like a huge issue. Kind of like probably the situation here in Manatee County with Bayshore High School, where a lot of people end up with cancer and tumors. And
wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that people were able to speak up and, you know, dig for the truth of the information that's being put out. Now, what were some of the other concerns that you heard from some of the residents?
Do you want to go with serious ones? You want to go with a couple that were a little out there?
No, let's tell us about everything that you heard. I think it'll be relevant to, you know, to people and to us. We are only an hour away, you know?
I will let Tracy start.
I'll say this. That place was packed. The whole entire room, every single chair was filled. The walls all had people standing around it, and it spilled out into the hallway.
What was the sentiment that you got from all the people? Okay. Were they anxious, happy? Were they concerned? What was the main theme?
Everybody was very upset, very scared, very angry. There was a lot of emotions, and people not only spoke with emotion, but spoke with facts. There were so many speakers that spoke so intelligently, and it was almost like everybody came with another new fact, and it was incredible. And everybody came together. Nobody asked each other any other political questions. It was about this. It was about the people and the environment, which means it was about people over party, people, environment over party. It was about country. And it really was amazing to be there. I can't tell you how happy I was to see what I saw, to hear what I heard. But people had a lot of concerns. There was also, I mean, I'll give you one funny one and then you could take, you know, some of the other ones. But there was a woman that got up and said that if this data center goes up, they're putting it around children on purpose because it's going to give them the wokeness, make them woke. Yeah. What is it? Give them the wokeness.
Virus.
And then she said that they want to put them on satellites, the data centers.
Where they can control us.
Yes.
So that was a little, you know, lighthearted in the middle.
It was kind of some comic relief, actually, after all the, you know, other things that have been spoken. But for the most part, it was very serious. And people had such legit concerns, and again, came with the facts.
Yeah. And it was nice to see that, like, both the left and the right, like, just came together in that moment, because it was a way to show that, like, we have things in common, that we're not as different as possible. And these things are happening to us on purpose. You know, the only difference between you know, their community where they want to put a data center, and the data center that they're wanting to put in Miami that's actually going through is just, you know, the color, the majority of the people there, the color of their skin.
Yeah.
They classify both of these, you know, communities as sacrificial communities. And at the end of the day, it's not because of the color of, you know, people's skins, it's because of their economic status. And the color of people's skins and language barriers and things like that are just meant to divide us. So that way, when they try to come forth with a data center that's going to kill a population or at least make them extremely sick and deplete us of our natural resources, we try not to think anything of it.
Yeah, you know what else that these people predominantly can't buy? Lawyers.
Yes.
Because
it's working class people, everyday people that are just working hard, trying to survive, trying to pay bills, particularly now that everyone, you know, is on a much tighter budget because we can afford a lot less things because the price of everything has gone up. Now,
what do you mean? It's down 825%. Haven't you heard?
the lies, right? Mm-hmm. I know that many people, you know, in Florida, because we're not the first ones to be faced with decisions about these big data centers. People have had an opportunity to pay attention to what is happening all throughout the country, right? So we have been able to see, I know Virginia is one of the biggest communities that are being spoken about because of everything that is happening in Virginia. And it makes sense because Virginia is like a suburb of Washington, D.C. You know, there's probably millionaires and billionaires living there because of the proximity. So I can see it as like, an area, a state that politicians have a lot of control over. And we know that majority of these data centers were passed with very little input, you know, just fast-tracked applications that have been approved and all of that. But things have been horrific in Virginia. I mean, from the air pollution to the humming sound that a lot of people have. Could you just imagine living with the hum sound around you? Can you imagine what that...
How do most states go from having to have yearly car inspections to make sure that you're not causing overpollution into the environment, but now we're allowed to build these massive mega AI data centers so that somebody can make a caricature photo of themselves? You know,
so a billionaire can get richer, like make that make sense.
No.
Like it makes no sense. And if they go so far as to try to convince us that climate change isn't real because of this. So they could just keep making money and destroy their relatives' futures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was taught that growing up, you know, when it came to our country and how everything is that the point of capitalism was to prevent monopolies and from singular people having control. Well, it looks like we're in that situation regardless.
Peter Thiel, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is. In Nevada, so there's a data center in Nevada, and they were having trouble having enough energy for the utility company to provide for the citizens and for the data center. Mm-hmm. So this utility company said goodbye to the residents and are strictly, purely powering this data center.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that insane? And like, why aren't we talking about this? This happened weeks ago. Okay.
Oh, wow. I have not even heard about that. And you are onto something because I know in Virginia, in 2023, the data centers consume 26% of the total electricity. 26%. That's almost a third.
Oh my God.
Goodness. Insane. Could you imagine if other energy companies make those determinations? I mean, let's say this, before we have the opportunity to make utility public, right? Because we know that electricity and all of that should be owned by the people and not something that is done for profit, right? It is very scary. I saw a sign somewhere, I can't remember where, but it says something to the effect of, like, people in Florida, please go enjoy the springs and everything else that we have before they dried up. And it broke my heart to know that is very likely that it can happen. You know, not that it's impossible, but that it could happen.
It breaks my heart. Like, I love the springs. It's one of my favorite places to go, actually. It's my happy place. And so I take my paddleboard up there. I go to Weekiwachee all the time because it's the closest one. But, you know, it's sad to think that they want to give up something like that. But then at the same time, you know, it's we have this idea of small government, but we don't have that. Mm-hmm. So, like, the government can come in and they can decide they want to put a mega data center there and dry our rivers, dry our lakes, dry our aquifer, everything that they want to do. But then at the same time, you know, they have police on these rivers who are stopping working class people from being able to either swim in the river or, you know, have a drink on the river or do something that, you know, they're supposedly allowed to do with all this freedom. But we're restricting the working class people, finding working class people, finding any reason to arrest working class mm-hmm. people.
Amen.
And allowing billionaires to just drain us dry. And then if you don't support it, you're anti-American, anti-patriotic. You're not for, you know, it being hard until it gets
better.
You're
a terrorist. They're classifying... You're classifying all of us terrorists now.
Antifa.
You are Antifa, which doesn't exist.
Antifa.
He only means anti-fascist. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Just like on D-Day.
Mm-hmm. That just breaks my heart because I know it's something that they would do. And think about it for us in Florida in particular. Mm. We cannot get outside of the ocean. We cannot get into majority of the bodies of water, right? Because they already have alligators in them. That's mm-hmm. something that we all know. If you see a lake, you can't get in it. I mean, if you all recall, even at Disney World, at one of their resorts, there was an accident with a child that got into the water. So all we have is the springs. And for those of you that have not experienced the springs in Florida, I strongly recommend that you do go while you can, and we'll get back to that because we are going to put up a fight, right? So there's a chance that it won't happen, but just in case, it's just a great place where you can go enjoy fresh water. I mean, it is so good for our mental health. Dean, next time that you go, you're going to have to tell me because I may want to drag along, you know, come along with you to be able to enjoy such a resource that we have, which is already privatized, by the way. I remember going to the spring and it's private property, and I said to myself, why is this beautiful place?
Is that one of the bigger ones taking the water that we let them take for free at like millions of gallons a day
on top of that? Oh yes.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. So you know, we really want to hold on to the resources that we have, the few things that we are able to enjoy that thousands of people enjoy all throughout the summer months. The springs are cold, for those of you that don't know, so it's very refreshing. In the summertime, it feels perfect because it is very refreshing, and it's just so beautiful to get away in nature. You know, I really, really enjoy that, and this makes me very nervous for that.
Yeah. Now, about two weeks ago, I went and watched sunset at Siesta Key Beach, and it was a quieter evening, and it was the most beautiful sunset with all the neon colors, and it was very serene and very just, it was a moment because it was quiet, and I'm looking at this beauty, and I'm standing on a bed of that, it's miles of quartz crystal, 99% quartz crystal, this beautiful, powerful, healing energy stone right under our toes. And I'm just like, it's so beautiful. Why are they destroying it? So it makes you want to fight harder, and it makes you want to love her harder, you know, and fix her and help her.
100%. Now, going back to the meeting, what was the response of the county commissioners? What's your take on it? Do you feel that they were paying attention to the people that were there, to the community that was in their concerns? Do you feel that they were being ignored? And I ask you that because I know when I go to the county commissions right here, whether we go to Manatee or Sarasota County, a lot of people are looking down. They see, you know, they don't look like they are approachable and listening. But what was their response there at the commission meeting in DeSoto County?
So at one point, this one gentleman got up and spoke. And he said that he has beaten cancer 6 times and he came to DeSoto County to Arcadia to die. And he said, I don't want to die in a dying city. So a different person had said, we would love, why don't you just vote now and let everybody go home?
And we all went out into a chant.
And Dean started it, which was rad. And all of a sudden we were, vote, vote, vote. And everybody, because already like 30 people had spoken, whatever. then, you know, we're going to sit there and hear the same things, even though, again, people brought different things over and over again. But the one commissioner was like, no, everybody wants to be heard. And I don't know if they heard me, but I immediately said, because sometimes I can't help myself, no, everybody wants you to vote no, or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So we could have done that. So we left shortly after, because we had been there for a long time. It's a long ride, and we had left shortly after. So we didn't, but literally the whole time, did they decide yet? Did they decide yet? Like texting somebody that was there, did they decide yet? So, you know what? They didn't want to lose their jobs. That was a lot of voters in that. And
did they decide? Was there a vote?
So they decided on a 1-year moratorium.
The pause.
But the issue is with that 1-year moratorium is that they already approved the 34-acre data center. So I'm not aware if the city of Arcadia knows that they're still going to be going forward with the form of a data center.
That was approved in March.
That is going to have on their community.
Yep.
So that's something that needs to be spread as far and wide as possible.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much that you can do it without the information. And that's a clear issue that we have with our government nowadays.
And if we don't think they're going to see who is running, who gets elected, and works on those people next, because the enticement, it's what, $32 or $34 million in taxes, they're saying, for a small place like Arcadia. That's a lot of money. They don't need that much.
Who's lining their pockets? Because there's one of their commissioners.
Let's look at the donations.
One of their commissioners said that they would do anything. That they could to get that data center approved.
Yeah.
And to be able to push it forward. And so that just shows that there's something fishy going on. You know, I can't straight up say that this is happening, but I can ask, like, are you taking money from these people in order to buy your vote?
And about the water with that, since it's already been approved for the 34 acres. So they're saying for backup water in case whatever happens, which has happened. Yes. That they have wells with 100,000 gallons of water. They're going to use up to 3 million gallons a day, 1 to 3 million a day. So what is a 100,000-gallon well going to back up? The environment and us, and it's going to spread out so fast to surrounding counties, which is Sarasota County, Manatee County, and they all are. We are all going to be affected so negatively, except in the very well. You're not going to see any data centers being built or proposed in Siesta Key in Lakewood Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to collectively come together. And also, you know, I mean, it is about politics. At the end of the day, we need to vote in people currently that are in the primaries and then in November that do not take lobbyist money. Because if we could vote in people, all come together and realize that we have more in common than we have not in common, and that they have tried to divide us so that we don't see and fight the detriment that is the billionaires. They have us divided equally, perfectly at 50%. Sometimes 49-51. That's by design. Okay. That's not a coincidence. We need to realize we need to come together and all fight the billionaires and all fight the people that are destroying our earth, are destroying humanity, are destroying people, are destroying families, relationships, just everything, literally from the ground up.
Yeah.
And something to keep in mind, too, is that if they end up using our water supply and drying out our water supply, that's going to impact everyone, regardless
everyone.
Of what party
Absolutely.
You are in.
Yeah.
That's going to just have a major, major impact. Ban that they put, or this 1-year hold, or whatever we are going to call it.
No.
I think they're just saying they're not going to make a decision in that year, right?
Right.
It's going to come back to the commission. They're going to, have maybe some of their own evidence at that point, whatever.
Is that a study? That sounds like one of those studies.
Yeah, they're going to see what's happening with the current, election and what happens at the midterms and who they could buy. It's not a conspiracy theory if it's true. We've seen the evidence. It's happening all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And the billionaires are running everything. And we really need to think about, again, even just with all the questions that there is, with all the impact, is there going to be a data center next to their children's private school or in their neighborhoods ever, anywhere, in one place across the entire mm-hmm. country? No. Why is that? We know the answer. So, they'll be back. They'll be back in a year. We'll have other proposals in all of our counties. And honestly, at this point, it's up to we the people to all come together and fight this.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Unfortunately, this is all the time we have. If you would like to listen to the full interview detailing next steps and how we can fight back, please find our podcast at The Ruthless Truth anywhere you get your podcast. Thank you, and we will see you again next week. Until then, I hope you find the courage to get up, stand up, and not give up the fight.
Get up, stand up.